Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I, as you know, and John to a lesser degree, get a lot of pleasure in watching the Dallas Cowboys lose important football games.
Oh, yes.
They've been losing important football games since 1995, since they've won the Super Bowl. Now, are they a better – have they been – even since 95, have they been better than the Lions? Yes. It's not
yes.
the Lions.
Well, they have multiple trips to the playoffs.
Correct.
Multiple.
Exactly. But there have been a lot of videos I saw over the last few days of Cowboy fans. There was one where the guy just absolutely smashes his television watching the game.
There was one where a guy took his TV out of the house, put it behind his truck, and ran it over.
I know.
What the hell are you doing?
You know, we've seen guys, you know, burn jerseys. I think Skip Bayless, you know, took one of his jerseys and put them in the trash and things like that.
There was a guy that took a video, put his Dak Prescott jersey in a you know, barbecue.
Yes.
Lit it on fire and then stood there and did the play-by-play of how much better the jersey burned than Dak Prescott could play.
Yes. All right, so 248-539-9797. What's your worst reaction to a loss where you kind of lost it, so to speak? I know when I was a kid, the Eagles lost a game, and the Eagles weren't even that good, but I thought it was a bad call. They were playing the Packers, the Packers were great.
Yep.
And I remember taking a dress shoe that had, like, you know, a little heel on the back, and just smashing it into my wall in my room and, like, breaking the plaster and things like that. I remember that, and I remember one year, and I didn't
walls?
Destroy any. What did you say?
Plaster. You had plastic walls?
Oh, plaster, I said.
Oh, so plaster, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said plastic, sorry.
And I remember one year when the Sixers blew a 3-1 lead to the Celtics. It was my year after college. I think it was 81.
Yeah.
And watching that game, game 7, where they lost, and I just did laps around the street.
Yeah.
I was just so pissed. But I didn't destroy anything.
Yeah. I remember watching Michigan State, and then seeing T.J. Duckett catch a ball in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter to me how it happened or if there was extra time, if there was a clock issue. It was the fact that it was the last second, and I walked out. We had a walkout basement. I walked out. I literally did circles around the house mm-hmm. because I just couldn't believe that Michigan lost that game.
What year was that? That was...
That was, 2001?
What were you doing home? Oh, you were in Washington.
I was in Washington, yeah.
And then he later became a teammate.
Yes, he did. Yes.
What a great guy.
He was a terrific dude.
Yeah, I know. 248-539-9797. Cowboy fans went a little bit ballistic after they were disappointed by their team once again. What's the worst reaction you've ever had to a loss? Let's go to Dave and Warren. You're a 97 won the ticket.
Morning.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
That's Danny, but
I'm sorry.
Newly married, 2 months, have my brand new dining set, my new TV, my new remote, and I couldn't leave the house for dinner until I saw the final play of the Colorado-Michigan game and proceeded to destroy my remote against my new dining room table. Sorry, John, but it's the truth.
Oh, that's all right. That was my very first game in the big house. I was a tight end at the time and not seeing the field, and my first experience was watching Cordell Stewart launch that ball, and when I closed my eyes, unfortunately, I could still see that sucker.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Were you teammates with Westbrook at one point?
Washington, yeah.
Did he give you crap about that all the time?
He did, yeah. We haven't stayed in touch.
I understand that. David and Graham Blank, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, David. How are you?
Great, thanks. Hey, this wasn't me, but it was a coworker back when the Lions lost to the Cowboys in the playoffs when they picked up the pass interference flag.
Mm-hmm.
One of my coworkers actually found the referee's name, found where he worked. Turns out he was a high school principal or something along those lines in California. Found his work email, sent him an email, and told him he should quit refereeing forever.
That's great.
It was the craziest thing ever.
That's some serious background work there.
That's some awesome, awesome stuff by your friend. I love that. Let's go to Detroit. Ryan, good morning. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning. I had to look this up to be accurate. The date was February 11th, 1990, when Buster defeated Tyson. When I tell you, man, I was Tyson's number one fan. I was about 15 years old. My older brother was a huge boxing fan. He went away to the Navy and left these Ring magazines on the bed. That's how I started studying Tyson. He told me he was going to be the next best. When my champion fell, I mean, my reaction, like you say, people tearing up their house. I kicked the furniture over. I was kicking the dog, for Christ's sake. The dog, Sweet Pea, was innocent. Her, she's so small, I'm kicking the dog. She gets enough. She dodges. So now my foot goes through the window pane. We had those little square window panes. And so I bust out the glass. Now my dad is on my butt, so I'm getting beat by my dad for that. He's making me pay for a month out of my allowance. To this day, guys, I still can't watch that footage. I'm still heartbroken. I'm still a huge Tyson fan. I watch all his highlights and documentaries. But when that comes on, I shut it down. Can't watch.
Oh, my God. I remember where I was. I was down in Florida covering the Pistons in the All-Star game. They had like four or five guys. Chuck Daly was the coach and all that. And we were at a High Life Fronton the night before watching High Life. And they announced it. On the screen, you know,
oh, yeah.
And people just couldn't believe it. They thought people were just effing with them.
Oh.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
Man.
His poor dog. His poor dog.
At least he figured out how to dodge. Yeah. Like, I'm going to stand in front of the window. Next time he tries to kick me, I'm going to move.
Hey, Heather, take that Mike Tyson rape story out of the next newscast, please.
For our
listeners' sake.
For the dog's sake.
Chris and Fenton, you're 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it.
I'll tell you right now, I had the worst. I am a big, diehard Michigan fan. I was talking junk all day long the Michigan State game years ago. Trouble with the snap. Mm. I'll tell you right now, it was the worst feeling I've ever had. I got up after writing this long text right before the kick, the punt, and I was going to send it to all my buddies. And all of a sudden, my wife sees this, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm all smiles, and all of a sudden, trouble with the kick. And when I tell you, I deleted that text so quick,
oh.
I went over to the kitchen and started doing dishes. I don't ever do dishes. And my wife knew, do not talk to Chris. But I got a joke for you guys real quick.
Okay.
All right. So what do the Dallas Cowboys do after they win the Super Bowl? They turn their PlayStation off.
Yes!
I can appreciate that.
Right, I wasn't going to mention this one.
I love it.
Thanks, Chris.
I love that.
Do video games count? He's a perfect segue to what I was thinking about. Probably my worst ever reaction. I've only broken a couple, like a remote. And this,
right.
I told you about the Jar Jar Binks thing my brother-in-law had in his garage. It's like this plastic figurine. After the Wings lost the Penguins in 09. That's the last time I got really mad at something. So video games, though, do they count?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you get a bad reaction,
So one of my best friends back in high school, we were on a total bender of RBI baseball on Nintendo. And we used to play 7-game series. So it was the Giants versus the Angels, the 87 rosters.
Yeah.
And the series is tied 3-3, and I'm winning by 3 in the bottom of the ninth. And I lost on a grand slam to Gary Pettis.
Oh, Gary Pettis?
Of all people.
Guy's got no power.
And if you knew RBI baseball, the thing was like, ooh, and barely went over the fence. And I grabbed this Nintendo controller, and I just started smashing and smashing.
Not you.
I can't imagine you'd have a reaction like that.
Surprisingly, I've not broken very many things. Like I said, a remote and that. And I mean, I was, 15, 16 then, something.
A couple on the ticket text. Detroit-Dallas playoff game. Packed up all my things that had Lions logo, sent it to the NFL headquarters with a 3-page letter describing how crooked the refs are and how I could never root for a franchise that they will never allow to win. That's from Robert in Flint. Two words. The process. I punched a hole in my wall. On a positive note, my girlfriend at the time got a frame engraved and hung it over the wall. We've been married 10 years now.
That's nice. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.